Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 138. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing golden. Thank you for asking me.
Golden.
Like a retriever or a shower. One of the two.
Golden retriever is very hairy. Are there short-haired golden retrievers?
Golden doodles. I guess they're, I don't know if they're.
I've only ever seen like long-haired golden retrievers. That's interesting.
Well, I guess maybe a short-haired golden retriever would be a golden lab or a yellow lab.
Oh, maybe. I wonder if that's a thing.
Maybe a golden retriever is actually a yellow lab with a wig.
Super messy.
Halloween wig on.
Needs a shower.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. Very much appreciate it.
Of course.
Go to darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com.
Ooh, nice.
You can download our free app.
Got out there early. Why not? I said, because why not?
Oh, I was going to say, because we like to have our own app, because that's how we roll.
I like it quite a bit.
I like it, too. I never listened to it. I like it.
Really?
I sometimes open it and look at it. And
well,
I'm
it's because
like,
you listen to our show.
It is kind of cool to have.
It is.
Kind of funny.
We have some new songs on there. And if you, there's also the bonus voicemail episode, which is hilarious.
Very podcast masturbatory.
That's okay.
Would you mind pulling your mic a little closer to
your
feet?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel loud in my headphones. So
I can turn your headphones down. That's
maybe
not a problem.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
I did.
Did that come through? Okay. So how's that?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. That's great.
It's fun. When we set up, we get it all set up. And then in the 10 minutes between setting up and getting ready to go, somehow you change.
I think I just move around. Yeah.
I think so.
I'm a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that better?
That's very quiet. Did you mute me?
No. I turned down your headphones.
Oh, okay. Just went. Wow.
So let's thank
Big Dev.
Big Devery.
Mm-hmm.
From Shot of History and Snake Oil and whatever other billions of podcasts he does for being on last week. It was a good time.
It was a lot of fun.
I think he may have had a little too much to drink.
That's all right. It happens.
He said he had to drive the porcelain school bus.
Right.
Afterwards.
Right.
We did not make him
drink. No, we did not.
But we're glad. I felt he had a good time. I had a great time.
I had a lot of fun.
So thank you very much, Dev.
I really enjoyed the Favorite Five. A lot.
Right.
And
what was the hauntings.
Hauntings. And it's one of our favorite topics to talk about with each other in general. So I think that was a lot of fun to talk about it on the podcast.
Well, since we're here on hauntings, I might as well interject with Ghost Brothers. Because we enjoy the ghost shows.
Yes, very much.
The pictures behind you are not straight. My mother's pictures that she painted.
Is it bugging you?
It's frying my tree.
Do you need to get up and fix it?
No, I'll wait.
Maybe
I'm going to fix it.
Just kind of bring your eyes down. Your eyes down. Just look at the
I'm used to looking out the window.
Or the computer screen.
I'm used to looking
you can also look
at the
dog over here on the floor.
Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-oh, yippee-ay. So we enjoy the ghost show, ghost adventures, ghost hunters, ghosting. And so there's a
Haunting
show.
Haunting of Shepherdstown.
Yes.
Paranormal Lockdown.
We just enjoy it. It's kind of fun. And we found a show last year called Ghost Brothers, but it wasn't playing. We just, they had an ad or a commercial for it.
Right. But we couldn't actually find any episodes to watch.
Yeah. So we set the DVR to record. Mm-hmm. And so finally it recorded.
We have some.
And so Ghost
and
Brothers,
awesome.
For those who don't know, is on, it's what Destination America channel.
Yes. Because that used to be the travel channel, I guess. And now it's
or the learning channel.
Something.
I think it was the learning channel. Because I think the travel channel.
They keep changing all their names. So.
And so now it's Destination America. And it has mostly, it seems like, ghost shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have Ghost Mine and Ghost Face.
Which is weird.
Ghost
The Ghost
Butt.
Mind show is so weird.
So Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Butts, that's a thing.
Ghost Brothers is, it's kind of a fun show. So it's three black guys who have been friends since they were kids. I think they all went to college together. And now they go and do ghost investigations, like most of them. But the cool thing is they have fun with it. Mm-hmm. They're not like the Zach Bagan super freaking serious.
It's not serious very much, no. I mean, they get scared and that's kind of funny and serious, but it's a lot of fun.
And they...
I kind of like how they, not rip on each other, but give each other a hard time.
Yeah.
I think I enjoy that.
And they don't use like super state-of-the-art equipment. They have, some things, but like they use their iPhones for EVP. Mm-hmm. They use iPads with a special lens to do the infrared stuff. And they just kind of go and hang out in haunted places. And it's not like they're not trying to find the most amazing reactions. I mean, they're just going to investigate because they want to find out more about ghosts. And they're freaking hilarious.
Right. And they don't like try to fix it. They don't like try to send anyone off into their peaceful whatever afterlife or whatever. They just like go to see if there are ghosts there or whatever. And they do interview like the people who own the house or the hotel or whatever. And that's really cool.
It's very much like all the other ones, but it's a little more lighthearted. Like they're just getting into it and enjoying it. And
I feel like it's something we would do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like how we would do a ghost hunting thing. But it is funny because they're just hilarious. And
it's really funny.
They were one of the guys. Oh, that's right. Zero. He watches Ghost Brothers too. One of the guys was outside and he was saying, you always know what happens to black guys in the black guy in a scary movie. He goes, and there's three of us. So who's going to go first? And then, you know, he's joking around about that. So it's fun. So I don't know if you're into kind of ghost and want to have a little fun with it. Check out Ghost Brothers.
Yeah.
So thanks to Big Dev for coming up with that.
And then also
Ghost Brothers for coming up with the hauntings.
And I look forward to going back to Virginia City, which is our number one choices, sometime very soon. And they have a new ghost tour that I'd like to do as well. And all that stuff. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
It'll be a good time.
Good times.
So also wanted to thank our Liner Notes podcast for having me on.
Mm-hmm.
We will put... in the show notes, we'll put links.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on a podcast, and our Liner Notes is Chris and Paul.
Meyer?
Uh-huh. And they...
Meyer. Shit.
And...
Triple D.
pretty much it's about music. So everybody picks 3, 4, 5 songs off an album and play them and talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always kind of a theme. So check it out. I, of course, made the theme... so I could talk about Bon Jovi.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
And I also need to thank The Crazy Life for having me on. The Crazy Life is Henno, Jen, and Brian. Brian of Salty Language and Henno of about 100,000 podcasts, but Gotham. And it is a mental health / dealing with issues of the mind, but done kind of peer-to-peer and in a fun way. You know, they joke around and have a good time. It's not super like hardcore.
It's conversational.
They're not, yeah. And they offer advice on what's helped for them. You know, obviously they're not doctors, so they're not trying to diagnose anybody, but each of them have their own issues that they're dealing with. Everybody has something that they're dealing with mentally, whether you go through a breakup or you're having a little anxiety and this and that. And so they asked me to be on because of my issues from the post-concussion stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good time. I really enjoyed it. So we'll have the links to that. And it gets released this Sunday, which doesn't make any sense of
when
you're
tomorrow.
Listening to the podcast. Right. Yeah. I believe tomorrow, which would be November 6th.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and
if you're...
Our liner notes came out this week, so it's out now.
People listen to this podcast.
Maybe.
Unless you're listening the night we release it, which quite a few people do, so I shouldn't say anything, but, or maybe it just, whatever. You can check out The Crazy Life, and it's at The Crazy Life on Twitter, and their website is thecrazylife.weebly.com, but I'll have links in the show notes, so if you're interested, or you just put it in Google, and it'll show up.
And also, I just double checked, and the episode of our liner notes that you're on was episode 46.
There you go. Out now, episode 46. Go rock out and listen to
Bon Jovi.
My craziness. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Go. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, so I was just looking at my notes. Are you all right? Checking your boobage?
Checking my boobs. Rocking my boobs.
I was going to say to go along.